Comedian Monique's special Fat Chance premieres tomorrow night on the Oxygen Channel. It's the first televised beauty contest and boot camp for plus-sized women. Not long ago, casting directors auditioned hundreds of would-be competitors in New York, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. News and Notes producer Tashima Walker figured she'd try to become one of the 10 finalists.
The notice turned up in my email at work. A beauty competition for fat women? Wow. The letter asked for women size 14 and over to compete. I'm the winner already. On the day of the auditions, I wear my size 18 baby fat jeans. The dark bootcut denim stretch my frame. I did something exciting with my locks. I take extra care with my makeup and slip into my high-heeled strolling muse. I am cute.
Here to the point again tomorrow.
When I arrive at the contest hotel, I'm amazed. Hundreds of women here think they're cute, too. I check out the competition.
I'm 5'6", blonde, blue eyes, got lots of curves. I have big boobs, big hips, big butt. It all works together. Nice hourglass.
That's Christina LaMota. She rented a car and drove 6 hours to try out. She wears wire-framed glasses, a tank top that reveals a floral tattoo on her shoulder, and a flattering pleated skirt.
First name's Alana, last name's Chandler. I'm 5'11 and a half. Yeah, tall. Wait, like 220 pounds. Very well proportioned. Beautiful face. Beautiful smile.
Alana is gorgeous. She has ebony complexion skin. Long straight black weave, her outfit is a little bolder than most. Her tank top is tight. It reveals lots of cleavage. Her short skirt reveals just as much leg, and the heels of her shoes add 3 inches to her towering frame. She's already faced the judges, so she tells Christina and me what we can expect. Good. A competitive advantage.
Basically, they bring you in a room with a circle of other girls, and they ask you to tell you about yourself and why are you here. Everybody's nervous, you know, you're really nervous. And I told her, you know, my age, where I'm from, everything. And so if I had another chance to take it back, I would have focused on why am I here, because, you know, I've overcome the society stereotype of what beauty is. I represent big is beautiful.
I look over at Christina and I can see the blue eyes behind her spectacles are working up a game plan. The producers are looking for personality. Uh-huh, got it. Shortly after, somebody calls me, Christina, and 18 other women.
Why do you want to do the show?
We stand in a semicircle in front of 3 judges. One identifies himself as the executive producer. One by one, the women introduce themselves. There are domestic abuse survivors, business owners, graduate students. One woman gets in the judge's face and begs for one of the 10 finalist slots. It's embarrassing. When it's Christina's turn to sell herself to the judges, she's charming and funny. My connection with the judges was, shall I say, not all that. I think the executive producer rolls his eyes as I go on about my martial arts and dance classes, proud to be a strong, athletic, fat woman. Our group is finally released to wait for word on who advances to the next round of competition. I asked Christina how she thinks she did.
I'm very confident. I felt like totally on my game. I think they liked me.
Yes, they did. Christina's interview in the next round will be with Monique.
I actually feel disappointed.
Alana Chandler didn't make the cut.
But I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, what is it she got I don't have? So maybe it's not about beauty they're looking for.
I wanted the judge to tell me why I wasn't chosen.
I really can't.
That's Don Weiner. He's one of the executive producers of Fat Chance. He gives me a song and dance about how they're looking for women who've never dreamed of coming to a casting call, weren't savvy about entertainment, blah, blah, blah.
Working models.
So it wasn't that I wasn't gorgeous.
No, you are gorgeous and you're smart.
Oh, well, there'll be no 15 minutes of fame for this fat, fit, and fabulous diva, but I know this much about competition. Some days you're the fastest person out of the starting block. And other times, You're trailing behind everybody, bringing up the rear.
Puerto Rican, may I help you?
May I please have a Whopper combo with a Dr. Pepper?
Tashima Walker, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The special Fat Chance premieres tomorrow night. For more about the competition, go to our website at npr.org.